lot of criticizing them, this is bad and good, you know, Buddha's holy body, this is bad and good. I said, there's no, Buddha's holy body doesn't have bad and good, there's no ugliness. But the person's art has bad and good. So one should judge a person's art, you know, not the holy body. Buddha's holy body has all the beauties. So one cannot say, oh, this statue is bad, or the other one is good. So good one is okay, but the bad, you know, cannot say the statue is ugly or things like that. You know. But one can say the art is no good. Person's art is, you know, not good. One can explain like that. Then, for things like that, so treating the statues as a material, you know, not respecting them, not having respect, treating them as material, you see, the whether it's selling or whether it's using as a deposit or something like that, you know. If one treat them as a material, then I can just disrespect. So how you have to abandon these things? And by practicing refuge to Dharma, what one should abandon is giving harm to other sentient beings, you see? And what one should abandon is giving harm to other sentient beings, you know? So one should abandon as much as possible by remembering the practice, refuge practice, you know? And then, by taking refuge to Dharma, what one should practice is even one piece of text, even one page from Dharma book, you see on the floor, the garbage, then you take it and then think that this is the actual Dharma that which reveals my path, which frees me from all the suffering of samsara, the mystery of the mind. So then by thinking that, you put in a high clean place. So if there are many, there's no place to keep, then last thing is you on the roof or somewhere clean place, high clean place, then you burn with the omahum. You know, this way you don't clean it karma, other sentient beings do not need karma, negative karma by bringing the garbage on the floor or you know, things like that. By taking refuge to Sangha, what one should abandon is following the wrong guide. So who misleads. In other words, who leads in the wrong path. So in that, if one follows this wrong guide, then Sangha cannot guide. You know, so like that. Sangha cannot guide. So therefore, one should abandon following the wrong guide in order to be guided by Sangha. And then what one should practice is any time one will see ordained person, yellow or red, you see, and the any of these colors, or anybody that one see it, you see, one should remember that this is my guide who frees me from samsara. This is my guide. Like that. And even the respecting even their robes, you know. So in the past, the Kadamba Lamas, the Lineage Lamas, or Lamrim who achieved enlightenment, they, even piece of robe they see in the road, then they pick up and put on a crown and they remember the quality of the Sangha, you see, living in the morality and then so forth, you see, and remember the quality and then one put in a hackling place, they give him a piece of robes and this would, you know, they accumulate so much merit. So like this. Respect, not stepping over the ropes in the respecting. So if it is in the road or something, you see, then rather than stepping over, then putting on a high clean place. Then there are six or seven general practice of refuge. In the morning, when you get up in the morning, do three prostration, you know, to Buddha. And then when you go to bed, three prostration to Buddha. Then whenever you eat and drink, you have to offer Buddha first, then you take it.
Mm-hmm.
So the prayers which you can recite and which you can dedicate the merits of received merits of you know received you can dedicate the merits. There's the certain prayers, then you can dedicate the merits accumulated by making an offering to Buddha. So one can visualize Buddha in the heart and make you offer before you eat. And also while you're eating, you can visualize offering to Buddha. So this way, every spoon of food or a drop of tea or water, the mouthful, it becomes a good karma, inconceivable merit. Then, so like this, when my offering, whenever one eat, drink, my offering to Buddha first, you know. Then practice compassion with sentient beings as much as possible. Then rely upon the holy beings. So if one rely upon the holy being, then one become a holy being. So this is one very, very, very important thing. What you become, what kind of your life you become, what you become, bad or good, whatever you become, depends on the example, see, that you take. It depends on the depends on the example. See, the whom one rely upon, see. So here, if one rely upon the holy being, then you become a holy being. Take that example, and then you become a holy being. So rely upon the holy being. Then taking the vows as one can, which means, you know, like eight minor precepts, taking those as one can, or even the lifetime vows, now taking one, two, three, like that, you know. So in the future, taking more, you know, like that. Or if there's not possible lifetime vow more, then you see eight minor precepts like that, one day precepts. Then controlling mind as much as possible. So when there's difficult conditions, you know, to rise anger, difficult conditions with people, at that time you see trying to control mind, you know, do not rise anger, or to, you know, so trying to develop a good heart. So this is about six. Okay. Then to listen to Dharma again, you say so I can, that's one. Okay? So like that. So seven. The general practice, common practice. So now you see all these things are Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's method. You see, in the daily life, you see, for example, when we eat and drink, make an offering, you see. So this is what we do every day, eat and drink, you see. So, by the way, is the way Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, skillful means to guide us to happiness and liberation and enlightenment. Because Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, normally every day what we do, that action itself, you see, even though we don't do other more additional things, more traditional, more practitioner things. But what do we do every day life, that itself try to become Dharma. that is itself is used for purification. What you do normally in daily life itself to method to become to accumulate extensive merit, you see. So in other words, eating itself to become purification, eating itself to become to accumulate infinite merit, you see, like that, you see. So this is what Shambhava means. Normally, what we do in the life itself, the action itself, that self transforms, you see. So, main point is to accumulate extensive merit so that we can achieve quickly the path and achieve enlightenment soon. That's the whole point. Then also, the respecting the holy options, you know, those things, you see, the same, you know, Guru Shajam, but the skill means instruction, or you see, in everyday life, how to say, descending beings do not create very heavy obstacles for success, you know, here in the sense, you see, happiness, future life, liberation, enlightenment. So, by meeting the two atoms, you know, then it, you see, by meeting the two atoms, you know, then it becomes something else, you see. It produces a power, you know, some other power, you see. So like that. So, those holy objects, you know, and the ones on the disrespect, then you see, they become a negative karma, you know. When disrespect happens to these holy objects, you know. Guru Shajam Buddha is a more skillful means of protecting our mind, our life, you know, those things, to not create obstacles for the mind, for the life, for the practice. Then please rejoice. So, by taking this vow, you know, one bow, two bow, how many bow that one is taking. So by taking Ripsi bow to Dharma and to not give harm others, so you see, it's the number of vow that one has taken, need karma to not do need karma. So starting from the family or Dharma center, from here, also first of all, they don't receive family or Dharma center people, you see, who are around you, one doesn't receive that much harm become less. Then now the whole people in the country receive less harm from you. Then all the sentient beings receive less harm from you, doesn't receive harm, killing and stealing and so forth as you once taking the vow. You know? All sentient beings receive harm what they receive from you, that must become less. So that is a peace for them. That is peace for the sentient beings. So that means, you see, you are giving this peace. You see, by living the vow, you know, you are giving that many peace to the family, to the central people, Dharma center people, from there to all sentient beings. So this one is a taking the vow, you know, living this is a real practical contribution for the world of peace. So from now on, every day, every minute, hour, every day, we're giving that contribution to the real practical contribution to the world peace. Even if we didn't join the meetings, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people meeting. But you see, if it's everyday life at your home, at once in the home, but you're giving most practical contribution of the world, world peace. Then please dedicate the marriage. due to all the past, present, future merit, due to all the past, present, future merit that I have accumulated this time by taking vow, you know, and also other sentient beings, with all the, due to all this vow, due to all this merit, may the Paramoksha morality be completed without a mistake, without pride, without degeneration. No, so do not think as in the major number of sons, and then borrow in law. Then Bodhicitta, dedicate Bodhicitta, altruism, to achieve in this very lifetime without delay, and also to be developed of those who have generated. Chanju, Sim Jorjin Boje, Maje Banam, and Jorji, Jawa, Nyamba, Meva, Kone, Kongo, Beva. And due to all these merits accumulated by me and by others, which are empty, and may empty I achieve the empty enlightenment and lead these empty sentient beings to empty enlightenment. Empty in the sense what appears real, all this for us, you see, in the heart one should think that they are empty, you know. What appears is false. What appears is false. So that way, dedicate merit. May my family and enemy, friends, strangers, all enemies, to be guided by Lama Tsongkha, by being a direct guru in all the lifetimes, and to never be separated away from the path, the pure path that pleases, that is admired by all the Buddhas. Then due to all these three time merits accumulated by me, by others, in all my lives, myself all sentiments, in all my lives, may be able to practice to never rise. Thought of mystics, towards the virtuous friend, and only to do only action pleasing from now on, from this second, up to the enlightenment. So that's the prayer, because it is the basis for all the realizations. That is the basis, root for all the realizations. Without that, then realization doesn't happen. Liberation, enlightenment. Now, dedicate all the, due to all the merits, you know, by taking a vow, may I be, in all the lifetimes, may I be able to benefit for all sentient beings, like Lama Tsongkhapa, Shakyamuni Buddha, like the Medicine Buddha, like Thara, like the Long Life Buddha, infinite Life Buddha, like Manjushri, Jayasi, Vajrapani, to be able to benefit like them, for all sentient beings. In all the lifetimes, able to do extensive benefits, whatever the sentient being want, need, you see, able to help, according to the mind, according to the level of mind, karma, able to help, able to help without any difficulties, without any obstacles. So this includes also healings, many other activities. tonga mong do tum je de be ya ra tum do jo ba tum je ne te ma la tonga wo chin na ba kun tum de tang de jo ro wa chen de did all this meds the innocent and the who hears me who touch me who remember who talks about me whether praise or criticism whatever who talks about me who thinks about me just by that may all their sufferings be pacified immediately and may they achieve you know happiness all the happiness especially enlightenment so dedicated as the three time Buddha dedicated merit I will dedicate all my merits in best way to, as the to quickly enlighten all sentient beings to quickly enlighten all sentient beings All these merits, may they all the centers, all the students, and then to be able to exercise the path that is revealed by Lama Tsongkhapa, unmistaken, pure path that is revealed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Unification Sutta Tantra and able to actualize in this lifetime and able to spread in the mind of all sentient beings like sun rising on this earth and to receive all the necessary conditions. Who is the leader of the peace or happiness of us all sentient beings? His own Dalai Lama and all the holy beings, and all, how many a virtuous friend one has, you know, all their stable life and all their holy wishes to be succeeded immediately, and in all the lifetimes until I achieve enlightenment, may I accomplish their holy wishes immediately, all their holy wishes to accomplish by me immediately, in all the lifetimes after enlightenment. And this is also one very important prayer, dedication. So depending on how much one is able to do that, then the success comes upon us. Then one can succeed in the life that much. That is the cause of best cause of success. So usually when we dedicate and merit, end of the day when we dedicate and merit, if we can dedicate like this, when we so it's very good. Mm-hmm. So then, please make a three prostration, like with the same as three prostration once. Three prostration, that right before. Okay, so thank you very, very much.